V5O Fum by Scott Henderson on his live album. Scott Henderson is a wonderful blues, jazz, fusion guitarist, progressive rock, whatever you want to call him. And he's an influence on me. And again, it's a guitar trio, just guitar, bass, and drums. And this is a really cool tune. This is our second example of a Wayne Shorter composition being done by guitarists. On a wonderful record called Speak No Evil by Wayne Shorter. This is the original, a little sample of it. So a bit slower and sort of groovier than Scott played it. Interestingly enough, the record Scott Henderson Live, a lot of it is overdone, like he overplays. And I actually read an interview where he said he can't listen to it. and you know, he overplays a little on this track too, but it's cool. The reason that I was drawn to this is because of sevenths, the interval of a seventh at that time, however many years ago it was. Now I use it all the time. But there was a time where I thought that it was amazing sounding, this particular section, right in the beginning of his, he's using sevenths. So, the interval of a seventh is obviously the seventh note of a scale and the root played at the same time, or any interval of that distance, right? So if you have, if you're in C and you play C and B together, so, you know, and if you play it sort of like this, it produces, you know, a kind of a sharp dissonant type of sound, even though a lot of those ones that you were hearing might have been chord tones or nothing too extravagant in terms of its relationship to the chord, but just the fact that it's a seventh with no other notes obscuring the sort of natural tension of the interval, if that makes any sense. So, and that, by the way, that's his, like, second chorus. That's early on in the, let me see, this is, that example I just played you was around 1 minute and, I think, 40 seconds to 1 minute 58, where I just paused it. So, all right, so enjoy. Scott Henderson, Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum.